All right, right now, something that's going on the station today that we need to be aware of.
Boy, do we. We found out this week that Matt Birmingham, who runs the board in the afternoon for the End of the Invasion, then the Sweet Spot, and then the Hardline, he's got a lot of bits. He can do voices. He plays drums, one time playing drums for so long and so violently while drinking only Dr. Pepper that he passed out. He has a really thin frame, although he only eats chicken nuggies, as he calls them, pizza, beefaroni, and applesauce, I think is the extent of
applesauce
in the packets, you know, like little kids. And we learned this week that he's never had okra. He's never had hush puppies because he thought both of them were fish. What?
I guess it's because they serve it at catfish places. A lot of times they'll have fried okra and hush puppies with
So it must catfish. Be some sort of fish. And we also learned yesterday on the Sweet Spot when I joined them that he's never had watermelon. He's never had a peach, a nectarine. He's had strawberries 6 years ago, but they were dipped in chocolate.
That's the only strawberries he's ever eaten.
That's it. So we had this really funny conversation when I was on the Sweet Spot yesterday, and I'd been given all those facts, and I got the laughs as it went on, and finally I came to this conclusion, because today at 1:15, apparently, Ham is going to try okra, and he's going to try hush puppies, knowing that they are not fish. And I came to this conclusion.
I never thought I would say this, but I think hush puppies are going to change Ham's life.
You're not wrong. They're amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I want some right now. Great.
I can't wait for this tomorrow.
Yes. I need George on the ham diet. Like, you need a snack, George? A little box of Nerds. Oh, here's some Applejacks.
Here's some Warheads.
Warheads I've had in my backpack since 1997.
Yeah, like you've been waiting still all good. Day to open that bag of Lifesaver gummies.
Wait, pause it for a
Flame
second.
It down with a boost after.
That's basically what we came to the conclusion. The only fruit that he gets is by eating Skittles, Starburst, or Warheads.
Those count as fruits to him.
Yeah, those count as fruits. All right, keep going.
get your protein for the day with your boost.
Oh, gosh.
You're amazing, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell my doctor I'm on the ham diet. You eating ham? No, no. No, I'm just eating what Ham eats.
What if it catches on like the new Atkins diet?
Yeah. That's how we still
look at him. I know.
It's 135
I need to eat
pounds.
Like ham.
Oprah starts eating like ham.
And she says, okay, I gotta be honest with you. I'm off the pills now. I'm just eating the ham diet. Everyone's like, what?
You get beefaroni, and you get beefaroni. You get beefaroni.
Applesauce.
Look under your seat right now.
There's a y'all, I've never had Warheads before, but girl, oh, wait till you have a Warhead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the George we need.
Forehead.
This is the ham we need. He's amazing.
He is.
That is unbelievable. Who's running the levels here? Why is your mic so loud and theirs all down?
Would you just? It doesn't sound that way to the person listening right now. Just let go.
Know.
Jeez, what a side turn that is.
Was Ham running the board here?
I thought we were having a fun conversation and laughing. I think the takeaway there is Oprah being on the ham diet. That's what I wanted you
Oh, I didn't hear
to
that
be thinking
part.
About it. Yeah. Jeez, oh, Pete. Well, joining us live now on the ticket, maybe his mic isn't in balance with ours because he's on clean feed.
Well, we'll see. Tyler
Here's
may
Matt
run it right.
Birmingham. Hi, Ham.
Hello, musers. How's it going?
Hi, Matt.
Good. How are you?
Matt.
Good, good. I'm going to pre-apologize, though, because I have what I like to call morning wood voice, which is when I wake up and it sounds like I have like a 10-inch dong because my voice is so low. So I'm going to pre-apologize for that.
Okay, we'll accept your pre-apology. You are incredible. I can't believe, and you've lived in Texas all your life?
Yes, sir. All my 32 years of living have been here.
And you've never had okra or hush puppies. And I really do think, I stand behind what I said yesterday, knowing your taste and the fact that you love chicken nuggies so much, I think hush puppies will change your life today.
I think you may be right. But yeah, like if you consider things are fish, especially for me, then you kind of stay away from them. You don't really even give it a second thought that you might even enjoy it. But upon learning that hush puppies are made primarily of just flour and fried goodness, I think you are right. I'm going to like it.
Yeah, I think it's going to turn your life around. Now, how did you think, have you ever like seen a picture of a hush puppy? How did you think it was a fish?
So this all started back when my parents, they had a lake property at Lake Texoma. Mm-hmm. And we would go to this restaurant in town, and all they would serve was catfish, and then I would get from the menu just chicken tenders and fries. So okay. Everything in my mind I associated that was not chicken tenders or fries was fish.
You didn't have an uncle who one time told you that he went fishing and caught some great okra?
No, I haven't had that.
Okay, so Gordo was right. It was like a seafood place or a fish place. In this case, by a lake, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where once you have that implanted in your mind, you don't really question it until everybody starts looking at you and you're like, yeah, I don't eat okra because I don't like fish.
All right, what about the strawberries? You haven't gone back to that well after, didn't you think the combo with chocolate was pretty amazing?
Well, I think the best part of that was just the chocolate, so I've stuck with that. The strawberries were kind of spare.
Really? Yeah. I would think that would taste like candy to you.
No, it does not. Unless you, like I said yesterday, strawberry flavored Starburst. That's pretty good.
Right now, that's really the only fruit. And that's the other thing too. All these like cookouts. You've been to picnics before. No one said, "Here, you want to try this watermelon?" And you just gave it a bite.
No, because a lot of the things I look at, I could determine right away whether or not I would actually enjoy eating it or not. And, yeah, watermelon and a lot of other, like, cantaloupes and whatnot, they all fall into the category of, I look like, I think if I eat it, I won't like it, so I won't try to try it.
I won't try to try it.
It's such a five-year-old mentality.
I know it. I think there's more people that eat like him now.
Yes, I think so, too.
Like, I think parents don't force kids to try a bunch of stuff now. They just, just give them the same thing.
Okay, well, he'll eat chicken nuggies.
Yeah, just keep going with the same thing. We'll keep running the same play. It's the wishbone. They're just running the same wishbone offense.
In my parents' defense, they would try something with me, try to do it every day, called New Day, which was they would try to bribe me with money to try new foods. And that didn't really last long, no. Hmm. Well, because of inflation, they only gave me like a dollar for trying a new thing. So, like,
this was into his 20s. So,
yeah.
You held out for more money.
Do you get an annual physical? And if so, what does your doctor think about your diet of nothing but chicken nuggets?
Well, I don't tell them that, but every time I go to a doctor, they're like, you look great. I mean, why are you even here? So,
see, that's why I'm thinking about doing the ham diet. I mean,
why don't you pull that microphone closer to your mouth and stop letting it rub on your shirt?
Why don't you stop playing the part of
it's
an engineer?
On my beard.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Ham, I support you, and I can't wait to hear what you think of Hush Puppies. I really do think it's going to change your life. I think you're going to put it in your weekly rotation, at least twice a week. I think you're going to have Hush Puppies.
Yeah, I'm excited. Twice a week, wow. I'm excited about the hush puppies today. The okra, I've heard it described as like slimy.
Yeah.
It's a vegetable.
Yeah,
that does not sound appealing.
No. I've never have understood okra.
Put that on a shirt.
And why people like it so much. The texture.
I love fried okra.
Do you?
Yeah. I do too. It was my dad's favorite food.
I know.
And I didn't try it and like really give it a shot until I was an adult. Like, as a kid, it grossed me out and creeped me out, and I don't think I ever really, I don't even know if I ever tried it, but I thought it was gross. And then I had it a few times as an adult, and I'm like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, there's no way Ham's going to like okra.
It's deep fried. Why not? Why wouldn't he like it?
Even if it's deep fried.
Because it's slimy.
Yeah.
It's vegetable.
Yeah, and it's a vegetable.
It's vegetable. So is there any way they can make deep fried okra, but just don't put the okra in the center of it? Just the breading? Deep fry the breading?
Yeah,
and isn't that hush puppies?
That's kind of like hush puppies. That's why I think he's going to love hush puppies. All right, just for the record, what did you have for dinner last night?
So last night, wife made a noodle dish with cheese, bacon, and chicken. And then afterwards, I had three grapes, and then to make myself a little healthier mm-hmm. per our discussion. And then I chased that with about five cookies.
Okay. Oh, that's fairly balanced.
Yeah.
He eats like a tweaker.
It's clearly working for you because you're not overweight at all, and your golf game is improving, so you're doing something right.
Yeah. He's severely underweight, Craig.
I think I'll either live to be over 100 or I'll be dead within 2 years.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
There's no middle ground.
We need you. We need
you.
You've
got the build of Slenderman.
All right, 115 today. We're just going okra and hush puppies, right?
That is correct, yes.
Is it fried okra or is it?
I hope to God it's
Monty
fried.
Called it sushi because it's going to be raw okra. And in Ham's mind, that's sushi because it's, uncooked fish.
I really hope it's fried.
Yeah, I think it may stand a chance if it's fried. All right, good luck, Ham.
Thank you. God bless.
Love you.
All right, there he goes, Matt Birmingham.
Not everybody's in their normal position mm-hmm. right now, because right now Monty is in studio with us, and he is going to be live streaming this first segment because our technical director, Matt Birmingham, who has the palate of a five-year-old, we've discovered this week he thought okra and hush puppies, he thought they were fish.
We learned something new about Ham, it feels, every week, either food-related or just some quirky thing about Ham. We've known him for about a decade now, but we're still learning about him every day, and we love him.
There's so many layers to that onion.
Yeah, it was Monday this week, right? Just in the middle of a break, I look into the newsroom or the control room, and I see Justin just covering his face laughing. I was like, all right, bro, what's up? I know you guys are doing your own show in there. But he's like, we need to talk about this when we come back, because this is incredible. And yes, we learned that Ham has never eaten fried okra or hush puppies because he thought they were both fish, and he doesn't eat fish.
My first interaction with either of them was at a fish restaurant.
Like a catfish type place.
And so ingrained in my mind is, this is fish food.
Makes sense for a kid if you associate that with
a
certain place.
And not fish food.
Yeah.
That is a fish.
Not Ben and Jerry's.
It's not Little Flakes.
not a flavor of ice cream.
At Ticket 1-3 on Twitter, by the way.
At Ticket 1-3.
Or listen to us on the Ticket. Would also be great.
Audio medium.
But I would guess you're probably listening already if you're hearing
visual medium. Right. We have you covered. Because today, for the first time in his 32 years on the planet.
Yes. Mm. Magic Johnson, 32.
Matt Birmingham will intake okra, which is fried, and hush puppies for the first time in his life. Now,
and I think this is going to be a bit we are going to go back to on occasion, because we also learned Ham hasn't eaten a lot of fruits in his life.
Yeah, so maybe next Wednesday this time.
And we're calling this Ham versus Food will
like
be the
it.
Segment.
Or we could go Green Eggs and Ham, because the whole thrust of that book by Dr. Seuss was a guy that was convinced he wouldn't like a certain food until he tried it.
Okay.
Boy, Ham looks dubious.
Yeah.
Look at his face.
I don't know which is which.
So
looking at both.
Which, by the way,
episode one of Ham versus Food. We've got two bags.
Technically episode two. Remember he did honey mustard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We called that one the Ranch Report.
Yeah, that was
Matt
like
Birmingham.
That's where he found out he hates ranch.
He wouldn't even try it.
He's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
I don't like onions.
Well,
but you've grown. You're at least willing to try both of these, right?
Yeah.
And I had grapes last night.
We got you good stuff. Oh, yeah. I heard that this morning.
Yeah, I had three.
You had some fruit. Good for you. And five cookies?
Five cookies.
Yeah, he sent me a video of his wife. Was that cantaloupe?
Yeah. My mother-in-law was eating cantaloupe. And I was eating cookies.
It's baller.
It's a great Texas fruit.
Yeah, five cookies is what you said on the Musers this morning.
Bud Shop.
Well, this is not Paola or Plugola, but we have a local barbecue restaurant near us, so we got this as fresh as possible. Slowbone Barbecue, good P1s over there.
Don't eat yet.
We paid for all of this. This is not a hookup. So what you have in your hand right now is a hush puppy.
I don't want you to start with that.
Yeah.
Okay. We want you to end, because we think you will really enjoy the hush puppy. As George said this morning, it might be life-changing. It might be a zookeeper. It might be a game changer.
Let's hold it up.
Okay. That's a tiny little okra.
Yeah, that didn't look like it had any breading on it.
Yeah, that's okra.
And I did.
I'm
going to
try one of these.
I did get you a little bag of gummy worms to kind of like, ginger.
like when a chaser.
Yeah, or a palate cleanser.
So I will try one.
Go. Prime your mouth.
That doesn't have as much breading.
Why are you going into this by eating a gummy worm? You're going to be tasting a gummy worm instead of the okra.
Something familiar first.
This is very fried. Sean, you want to try one of these?
Yeah, of course. I've had this before. It's
Justin, have
excellent.
You a...
Excellent fried okra.
Have you an okra?
Ooh, and it's well done.
Now, these are farm to table. Mm. Very crunchy.
Excellent.
Have me another one. These are very tasty.
Caught this
seasoned,
morning, right?
Yeah.
Oh, very
oh,
seasoned.
Yeah.
Right off the boat.
Right from the Trinity. Here you go, Justin. Yeah. Right. Some good flavor to it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Very
excellent.
Good okra.
Mm. Okay, so.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
We do have barbecue dipping sauce if you want it, but we would suggest that you eat one dry as the Lord intended.
And it's got a little kick to it, too.
Yeah. Got some seasoning on there.
All right, so, smell it. No, that's a gummy worm. Hey,
you put a pulling. Gummy. You're not a magician, David Blaine. We know
Jesus.
You put that in there.
As he pulls it out.
He pulled out a gummy worm.
His eyes got real big.
Oh, wow. Oh. All right, take one out. You can pick whatever one you want. That looks like a good one.
That is pretty very big. Breaded and
all right,
very fried.
Give it a smell first. Tell us what you think about it.
I mean, it smells fried.
Yeah.
That's good.
I just know I probably won't like the middle of it.
I honestly didn't taste any okra.
Okay, but you got to know about okra. It comes several ways. You can get it boiled. You can get it pickled.
It's like shrimp.
Most people,
and Forrest Gump.
But most people love it fried. That's the way I would say 95% of people prefer mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, you weren't selling me off air when you said there might be seeds in this thing.
Well, dude, it's a...
That's how a lot of vegetables
that's,
grow.
That's how food is.
Yeah, a lot of them
yeah, fruits
are
fruits and vegetables
born from
have
seeds
at times, dude. So just pop one. Don't think about it. Crunch it up, act like it's a tendy or a little chicken nugget, and see what your palate says to you.
Don't plug
He's
your
looking
nose.
At it. He's
oh my god,
hyping taking, himself up, taking a deep breath.
Like Fear Factor.
It's like an Olympic diver.
And in it goes.
There's a
chewing,
grimace on
chewing,
the face.
A little grimace. As shaking his head. What are you experiencing right now, Matthew Birmingham? As he's covering his mouth. You'll be able to get it down. It's
the look
okay.
on his face is awesome.
I don't like it.
What do you not like about
yeah.
it?
The middle part. The
okra?
The okra.
Describe the feeling. Describe what you're feeling right now.
I mean, gun to my head, like it's okay right now. I'm afraid of eating more.
Why?
This is all on your own free will. There's no yeah. gun to your head.
Yeah, this is by choice.
Yeah, there's no radio revolver like, you don't... trained to your temple. Right
okay. You can give your honest opinion.
Okay, what do you think about the fried part? Because there is some seasoning.
Seasoning and fried.
Which will add a little bit of spice to it, and I don't know if you like spicy foods.
The seasoning is okay.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, the okra center. If you could just give me a fried thing of fried nothing.
Mm-hmm. So just batter?
Mm-hmm. Batter, that would be yeah. great.
Okay. Well, this was the expected result, I think.
Would you try? Yeah, okay, now he's taking his chaser of gummy worms.
Got a little green gummy, just to.
Are those sour gummy worms? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you try one more with some dipping sauce of your choice? You would.
He would.
Oh,
okay.
He will.
You'll
yeah.
do it. Okay.
He nods.
Look at this guy.
As he pulls the top off.
This guy's
the barbecue
a champion.
Sauce.
All right. He's got the. He's gonna lick the sauce first.
Yeah. Yeah. Barbecue.
He digs it.
He gives
maybe a little sweet.
He gives the approving
he
nod.
Approves of the barbecue.
Yeah, pick whatever one you want. If yeah. it want, it could be a small one. As much breading on it, that looks like a nice Matt Birmingham
that's a diminutive
fried
piece.
Okra.
We have the
as
dip.
He dips, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, goes right to the dome, chewing. Not as bad of a look. Some intrigue.
I see a nod.
Some intrigue. Some nods.
The sauce is masking it.
Okay,
there you go.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. As a kid, I put ketchup on damn near all my food. That's how they got me to eat it. And
oh, now he's having a...
The okra's poking through.
But one of the holdovers...
Now he's having a change of thought.
One of the holdovers from childhood, I still put ketchup on my okra, and I love it. That's my preferred way to...
It's just kind of a beating. It. Okra's so little, dip in each one.
Yeah.
Well, use a fork.
So was right. that any better?
Better looked... because it was masked by the dipping sauce.
Okay.
But still, no.
Do you think you could eat a whole side of okra? Like, that bag is... Probably equal to one
like if
serving.
It was the only thing available, maybe.
Okay.
I would consider it if my life was on the line.
Like how much money for you to eat the entire bag?
I don't know.
Like $5.
Not that low.
$6. Right.
So I think we all agreed, probably not going to like that one.
So other follow-up question to the okra. Was it what you expected it to be?
It is a little better than I expected.
Really?
Okay. I expected it to be slimy and seedy.
No. So on the ham scale of if we're putting 1 to 10, 1 being ranch dressing, something you would never, ever, ever eat.
Or onions.
Onions being one of that at 1, and then 10 being your chicken tendies that you absolutely love. Where does this fall 1 to 10?
Like a 3.
Okay.
So not
that's
the worst
not
thing.
Terrible.
All right.
But it is tolerable. Would I seek it out on my own? Probably not. Yeah, I'd say like a 3.
A 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We need to have keep the ham scale of where he ranks rates his food.
Yeah, we need to log his food adventures.
This is a 9. This
is the gummy worm is a 9.
We know you like the gummy.
The okra is a 3. All right, let's go to the hush puppy, which they gave us a whole mess of hush puppies, which as soon as you're done, I'm going to...
We should try some too.
Sean. Very crispy. Right.
Yeah, those
try
look like falafels.
Very bad.
I'm going to try one.
It kind of does.
Here, Sean, get you one.
There's grease on the brown paper bag.
So you know
smells very hush puppy.
I'm guessing very seasoned as well, Justin. Much like the okra.
Take a bite. Oh, yeah. Mmm. Very chewy.
Oh, man.
This is incredible.
That's heaven.
It's a great hush puppy.
You want some sauce?
I'm okay.
No, don't need it.
A little flavor to it, too.
I don't want
to
mask the flavor of the cornmeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't dip it in this at first.
Okay, good.
All right, so, Ham, your thoughts going into the hush puppy. I'm sure you've seen pictures of hush puppies over the past 48 hours.
It looks really big. If this was the okra, I don't know if I would have done it.
Yeah, I don't think most people would want okra that big.
That would be a mutant okra.
This is a damn good hush puppy, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I go for it?
Yeah. You can savor it. You can eat it all at once. You can do whatever you want to do. He's going for about half of the hush puppy. Couple chews. I said chew.
Very cornmeal forward.
Mm-hmm. Nodding his head. Okay.
Didn't have the face that the okra made. That's good.
You're enjoying?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
I think that was the consensus.
You can dip if you want. You've had one bite.
If it had honey, this would be perfect.
Well, don't you have a...
Someone threw his honey packet away.
You have a little bear in there that you could bring in.
Yeah, I bought you a bear for Christmas.
It froze.
Oh, I own new honey, yeah.
Okay.
Your honey froze. Hey, it happens. Sometimes your honey freezes.
It was a tough winter.
What about powdered sugar? Do people put powdered sugar on these?
I mean, usually butter.
Yeah,
butter.
You could.
But they're like a side, basically. So when you get to the end of the barbecue line, it's either cornbread or hush puppies at this particular place. And I usually go with the cornbread, but the hush puppies are phenomenal.
I usually, whatever sauce is on my meats or my fish, I just sop it up with the hush.
Just the remainder. Have you had cornbread before, Ham?
He's
nodding his head.
He's got a full
mouth. Great.
Where does this compare to the cornbread?
Lower than cornbread. Higher, definitely, than okra.
So what's our ham number? If okra was a 3...
Ham scale.
Where does this hush puppy in particular? And I think these are more flavorful than most.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get like pretty bland innards.
It's just fried.
I'd say like a 6.
Okay.
All right.
Would you eat a whole side of hush puppies?
Yeah. I'd like a dipping sauce though.
Well,
something sweet.
This is pretty good with it though.
Your prize for today, Ham, for, you know, trying new things for the first time in life. Yes, we did get you some gummy worms.
Your gummies.
However, if you look to your right, there's a whole bag of some of the best fried chicken in Dallas from Slow Bone Barbecue. I got you 4 pieces. So this will be a 10 out of 10 on the ham scale. I am very confident.
Oh, look at that.
As he grabs a leg.
He loves his legs.
Celebratory chicken.
And he's hopping.
No, he's bouncing like a fire.
That looks like a 10 out of 10.
10.
Yeah. I think the most telling thing for the hush puppy is he didn't one time take a bite of a gummy worm.
Yeah. That's
he
good.
Got it down.
He was a champion.
We're all very proud of
you. We need to find another food for Ham for the next time.
Next week is going to be fruit of some sort because there's several fruits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we need to do maybe 2 each time where it's one that we think he will not like and then one that's like, okay.
And maybe the results will surprise us. Who knows?
This is growth with Ham. He's tried something new today.
It's a new day, Ham.
New day.
Do you feel accomplished?
You earned your dollar.
Didn't your folks used to say it was a new day when they tried to?
Yeah, they would have new day, which they would bribe me with money to eat stuff.
But inflation, it didn't change it.
No,
I'd be a billionaire.
I could tell Ham was nervous today when he showed up, and
he's been
he
on
just
edge.
Didn't seem like himself. He was kind of pacing back and forth. I knew he was scared of the okra.
He's handing me the okra bag. He wants it away from him. I will snack on this.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
Have as many of the hush puppies as you want.
Enjoy your hush puppies. Enjoy the fried chicken. And this has been our first official edition of Ham versus Food.
Yes.
How about that?
Here on the Sweet